You're listening to SBS News.
Fading eyesight, loss of hearing and worsening memory are all associated with ageing. But researchers say weakening muscle strength may have been wrongly taken as just another sign of getting older. The loss of muscle mass could lead to people being more prone to falls, fractures and being hospitalised, and possibly even death. Professor Gustavo Duque is the director of the Australian Institute for Musculoskeletal Science. He says it can be difficult to spot the disease, which could affect in excess of a million older Australians.
The symptoms can be a little bit confusing for the patient because sometimes it's just a little bit of muscle weakness, unable to open cans or open bottles, sometimes difficulty to go up upstairs, typically very much a difficult to stand up on a chair. All these kind of symptoms that seem to be very minor could have a very major significance in terms of predicting the presence of sarcopenia.
Risks include a lack of dietary protein and vitamin D, little physical activity, smoking and a history of strokes. As females tend to have lower body weight than males, they are at a greater risk of developing the disease. Dr. Sharon Brennan-Olson, Senior Research Fellow at the University of Melbourne and Ames, says a person's socioeconomic status can also play a part.
Now, if you are looking at a household with lower income, potentially lower education, or a lot of those social stresses that come with social disadvantage, you are more likely to be focusing on those things such as getting a meal on the table or getting to work on time rather than focusing on preventive behaviours.
In 2016, sarcopenia was officially classified as a disease and included in the World Health Organization's International Classification of Diseases. While more than 100 countries automatically accepted this classification, Australia has its own guidelines. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, has issued a statement saying that while muscle wastage is well recognised, there's no such identifiable disease as sarcopenia at this time. Professor Duque says while all new diseases take a while for doctors to become familiar with, this has implications in terms of Medicare billing, hospital practices and availability of diagnostic methods. But Chairman of the Australian Medical Association Council of General Practice, Dr. Richard Kidd, believes there's already good recognition of the condition.
Not necessarily by the name sarcopenia. I mean, that's something that still might not be a widely used term in Australia. But the underlying principle of usually an older person presenting with a pathological degree of muscle loss and loss of function is something that general practice in Australia is dealing with on a daily basis.
Dr. Kidd adds that sarcopenia is often found in conjunction with other diseases, such as diabetes and inflammatory muscle conditions. He says people need to take better care of themselves.
We have an epidemic of diabetes and other lifestyle-related diseases in Australia. I would strongly recommend that all Australians, particularly older Australians, should be seeing their GPs quite regularly, and all of us should know more about our own bodies. And, you know, if we've got any concerns about any changes, if we're feeling that we're not as good at doing things as we used to be, talk to your GP.
In an effort to raise awareness of sarcopenia and increase interest in funding and research, the Australian and New Zealand Society for Sarcopenia and Frailty Research has designated July 4th as Sarcopenia Australia Day. Professor Duque hopes their efforts could help ease the suffering of millions of people.
About 30% of people older than 65 may suffer from sarcopenia. And that's important because some people assume that muscle wasting or muscle weakness is something that happens normally in older age, and this is not the case. 70% of older people in Australia don't have sarcopenia, so they can function. Of course, there is a muscle loss that happens with aging, and we cannot avoid that, but some people, that proportion of 30%, really have the disease.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.